Well, it's that time once again to shine the invisible radio spotlight on the ministry that's been blessing women and children in crisis in downtown Fresno since 1955. That's the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home coming to you every week at this same time, Heartline. Here now, your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We as always, appreciate you and hope your Christmas season's a wonderful one, blessed with relationships and worship of our great God and King. Jerry, we are in your office. Jerry Brenneman, director of Evangel Home, and we have a sister who's back with us again. Victoria is here. So, Jerry, bring us up to speed on what's going on there, then we'll hear her side of the story.
Okay. Victoria is a graduate of the Garden. And when did you graduate?
June 13th.
Okay, June 13th. So she has been in Community Connection now for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Wow. Her life has changed a great deal. I'll let her share what she wants to with that. It was her bringing something positive out of a tragedy. That's part of her life. And it's so gratifying, Jim, to see her and realize that she would not always have been quite so on top of how to handle things that she was with this. And then the other thing that I'm excited about is that, you know, we've talked about our cleaning business that we want to start. Five Gals Cleaning, and Victoria is going to be one of our pioneers in that. And we had a phone call last. We're not ready to do this, so I probably am jumping the gun. We are going to be cleaning empty properties. But we don't want to start till February probably because we're not ready. But we have a few people that have said, you know, do you want to practice on this house? So, yes, we do. So we're in practicing mode. And Victoria is helping with that. You know, it's just very simple right now. We need to figure out what we need, how we're going to charge, how we're going to do all of that stuff. And she's one of the people that's really going to come alongside Evangel Home to make that business, which will be only for the women. Evangel Home will not be getting money from that. That's to give them a job. So I'm very excited about that. And I must admit that once in a while I wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, no, I don't need another thing to do. But I really believe God was in the midst of all of this, and it isn't for me to do. It's for me to help get started and then let the women do it. It will be theirs.
Well, that's exciting. So. Yeah, and we've been talking about that for a while in here in the office, so that's fun to see it progress. So, young lady, you look engaged and confident and at peace with yourself.
I am. And like Jerry said, there has been things that have happened since I've graduated. The father of all five of my children passed away in November, so he was raising two of our children, and I have them now. So I have all five of my kids that I'm raising, and it's been hard, but it's been a blessing, and God has really gotten us, all of us, through it. So I've just been really blessed in that area. I have a really good support group here and at home with my parents, and they're really helping me a lot. And so I am very excited about the business that is coming about.
This is so cool because I wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, no. And she probably wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, yes.
Because I'm super excited about it because it gives us girls who do have a criminal history or, you know, really it's hard for us to find a job. It's discouraging when you get all these denials. But Evangel Home believes in us. And that's one thing that I really see in the staff here is that they believe in us and they're giving us another opportunity on top of us being sober in our relationship with the Lord. They're giving us an opportunity to find ourselves in the work environment and
start their own business.
Yes. I'm excited about that. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to get work experience and, you know, another thing to add to our resume.
And it's to get a little income.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a win-win. Yeah. There's no downside to this. So if you know what, if there's anybody out there who has business experience, like to give Jerry a call and maybe give some guidelines, some suggestions for how to structure this and where the pay.
Well, we are taking a class. There's a 6-week class that we'll be taking, two of us, myself and another staff member. I think that'll help. But yes, okay. I would still love to have any input that people have. And there is a cleaning gal in town who has offered to kind of mentor us and walk alongside, and we can shadow her. That would be so helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, bless her heart for making that available. Victoria, let's talk a little bit about who you were. Do you mind backing up? We see you, like I said, engaged and confident and at peace and articulate, and it's fun to see that sparkle in your eye and all that. That wasn't always the case.
No.
So let's just back up and tell the story of where God has brought you from.
He's actually brought me from a place of just complete darkness, lost, no hope at all. I think that's what I lacked the most, was I didn't have any hope, not even in myself. Like, you just don't hope for anything, especially when you don't have your kids and you know you're a mother, but you're not being that mother. And I think that was one of the like things for me when I got here. I was like, I need to be, Lord, I know you gave me these kids to mother them. How do I get back to that place where I was their mother? And here they are. Mm-hmm. And I've just really, he's really given me like a sense of purpose, hope, faith, everything that I was lacking, because I didn't have none of that.
And all things become new. Mm. Yeah. You mentioned a few minutes ago a criminal background, and I know you went through the garden, which is an alternative sentencing.
Yes.
Can you just highlight that a little bit?
Yes. I have very colorful criminal history and that I'm not proud of, but that I did learn from. And I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been to prison. I've been to jail. Numerous times. That's my criminal history. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but there's also this new Prop 47 that's out, that my probation really, they see the change in me, and so they're trying to help me. And I appreciate that, because now they're trying to get our felonies lower to misdemeanors, that, you know, and that could really help too in our whole looking for a job and just trying to get back on track. And that's what this is. You're trying to get back on track. You're trying to find your way. And
yeah, and you mentioned clean and sober, abuse with substance, alcohol, drugs.
I've never been an alcoholic, but I was a drug addict. I was an IV user. So that was my drug of choice. I was methamphetamines.
Do you remember your initial impressions when you got to Evangel Home?
I was freaked out, because I did not know what to expect, knowing that I used to hang out right here across the street. Yeah, this is my old neighborhood. So wow. I see friends all the time that I used to use with all the time across the street, and I'm like, is this really happening? But I mean, if I wasn't ready for it, I always have to go back to God. God, you brought me here because you knew I was ready.
Just across the street. Mm-hmm. That is right there is a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. When you think about that, the huge hole in the ground, the huge chasm, the huge divide that street mm-hmm. meant, and all you have to do is walk across it, and you're here.
Total darkness, ooh, emptiness, hopelessness across a street from the pink door.
Yes. And it's and then you see that, like, when I was there, I never even knew this place was here, because you're so like and stuck in this dark area, you can't see around you the life, the hope, you know. And I was scared when I got here. I walked up to the door and I walked away, and I walked up and I walked away. And I was just like,
she said, I don't do pink.
Yeah. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going in, you know. But it was, I'm glad that I did. I'm glad I did.
Mm. Now, you said, okay, Lord, I'm going in. You had a relationship with God to a degree before you got here?
I actually gave myself to the Lord in jail. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm really going to do this, wholeheartedly do this. I'll never forget the day I actually said, okay, Lord, take it. Just take it all, the shame, the guilt, everything, because that's what was really holding me down. I was so guilty and shameful of the choices that I made regarding myself and my children, that I needed to let that go mm-hmm. because it was keeping me, and I just had to let it go. And I did that. And my son wrote me a letter, and he said, Mom, I know you're going to do good because I pray to God for you. And when I got that letter, my whole outlook on life, on my relationship with my children was still there. That was like my glimpse of hope. Lord, that you still have that there for me, and I'm going to grab hold of it, and I'm not going to let go.
Wow.
And that's what that was for me.
You know, I am blown away by Victoria's articulateness.
Yes.
I always am. I think I've shared that with her. But I'm sitting here thinking about the new life, listening to this conversation, and thinking about a year ago when I was sitting at the lunch table with her and some guests. It was when there was a group here, and they were looking at helping with the gym. Mm-hmm. I think that was the group. And one of them asked you a question, and you never stopped talking. It's like this, and you could only talk about God. There was not a word about you, because I remember that. I remember I was trying to kick you under the table or do something. And say something about yourself. And to sit here and listen now to what God has done and to hear it in your words, Victoria, is awesome. I mean, that's Oprah Winfrey TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And let me encourage you to get that on paper or on video or something. That testimony needs to be out there, I think. Because, as Jerry said, you are so articulate, and it communicates
so
very well.
You go to a place and grab words that most people just don't. I mean, nothing hugely fancy kind of words, but just right on descriptive, perfect words.
Clarity of communication is excellent. Were you a good student?
Yes, I am. I still am a student.
Okay. Where are you studying?
I'm actually going back to school to get my high school diploma.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of that. I do want to take the janitorial class for the business that's going to be coming. So I'm just in the process of trying to start over and fresh.
What ages are your kids?
I have a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
So are you upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Apartment? Okay, so because we made one of our, we took two apartments and are converting them into one big one in case we have someone with more kids like Victoria. So, but you're doing okay upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just was reading a quote today from Tony Evans, author, pastor, teacher in Dallas, and he said, "If you are a part-time Christian, don't look for a full-time God." And I thought the pithiness and the accuracy, and I want to encourage you, you're a full-time Christian. Stay there, sister. That's where life is. Jerry, we're down to about 45 seconds. As we go into the new year, what's on your heart?
Hopefully this show will air before Christmas, and it won't air before Christmas, so I will not request what is really on my heart, but I'll just say as we go into the new year, it's our 60th anniversary in 2015. Okay. There's so much happening, so stay tuned.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to hearing some of that. Maybe our next recording we can talk about some of that. But this was magnificent. Thank you, Victoria, for sharing so honestly and with such energy and passion. I was thinking on the way over here this morning, bring passion to this.
Yes,
bring passion to the recording, because that's what really communicates here in the pulpit. Any kind of
you told me I only had 10 seconds.
No, I said 45 seconds, but now it's down to 5. So Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, my brother. We appreciate you, and Victoria, Jerry, thank you.
We look
forward to our next adventure with our favorite listeners out there as they join us for Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found online, evangelhome.org. That's right. Anywhere on the face of the earth, you'll find the website evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. I thank you for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.